about human nature, about who we wish to be as individuals or as a people. Gandhi stated simply, "Nonviolence is the law of our species." Dr. Vandana Shiva, a renowned leader of rural resistance in India, said in a recent lecture that if we do not adopt nonviolence, we risk compromising our humanity. Likewise, Iraqi Kurdish activist Aram Jamal Sabir said that although nonviolence may be harder and may require greater sacrifice than violence, quote, "at least you don't lose your humanity in the process," end quote. We might contrast this with the appallingly high rates of depression, substance abuse, and suicide among today's American servicemen and women. As one of them told a documentary filmmaker, "I no longer like who I am. I lost my soul in Iraq." Another told a friend of mine who was on his way to the Middle East as part of a Christian peacemaker team, "I am still haunted by the things we did. I would give anything to be able to go back and undo some of the things we did, but I can't. But at least I can thank you with all my heart for what you do." Through these words, which are a testimony to human nature, we glimpse both the costs of violating that aspect of our nature